She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. For those listening around the world, the weather here in Honolulu is just great. Anyway, so much for the weather. My question for our politicians, especially this guy, Mike Gabbert, and many of you might know him. He's been through this several times, and he's trying to eliminate ethanol from the gasoline. Now, folks, let me tell you something. Mr. Gabbert has seen the tests on the ethanol and seen how good it is, and yet he's still trying to remove it from the gasoline. What's up with this guy? Who is he really pushing this for? Obviously, it's not for him. Now, I know the boaters and the small engine clinics and a lot of even automotive technicians blame the ethanol for damaging engines, damaging fuel pumps. My question is, do they have proof? How do they know it is the ethanol and not another chemical that is put into the gasoline? I have proof that ethanol does not do what they say it does. I have a plastic bottle with ethanol in it over a year. I have a piece of that boater's gas tank, the fiberglass gas tank, the rubber hoses, steel bolt, aluminum piece, everything that you can think of in that bottle. And nothing's damaged. I have the 100% ethanol, but if it's not damaging anything, then it can't be the ethanol, right? Well, I don't know. He wants to take it out, but yet, folks, these politicians all talk green, green, green. We need to get away from oil, our dependency on oil, and go to green energy. So what is ethanol? Yeah, I know it's clear, but it's made from green sugarcane. These guys are talking from both sides of the mouth. You know, I went to the hearing for this removal of ethanol on Thursday, and person from Maui, forgot her name, has a very bad attitude. You know, folks, isn't the politician working for the people of Hawaii? Or is the people of Hawaii working for these politicians? Because if we're working for those politicians, then they better pay the tax and they better pay us. She talked to William Maloney very rudely, like he was a third-class citizen. That's not right. She works for the people of Hawaii. Now, if I'm saying something wrong, you call me and tell me I'm wrong. We have to stand up to these people. If you have a company and your worker talks to you the way she did to William Maloney, she's fired. We need to fire them. They have no respect for the people of Hawaii. Come on, folks, stand up. Stand up for your rights. And show these people. They have to show respect. The bill I'm talking about to remove ethanol from the gas is bill number 2339. To repeal ethanol. What's up with that? Aren't we supposed to be going with more ethanol than oil? I don't know. I don't know about you folks, but this bothers me a lot when politicians talk from two sides of their mouth. Who voted them in? Not me. It's you people on Maui. Take care of your opala on your side. Okay? And get involved. There's another bill coming up that will require the state to test the fuel in Hawaii. And the bill is coming up February 7th at 9:30 a.m., room 229. And the bill number is 2446. Turn in a testimony if you can, if you want to get involved. But if you don't give a rat's you know what about the gas that you buy that is substandard, in fact, it's worse than the gasoline in the Philippines, then leave it be. It's your car, not mine, because I don't run gasoline. I'm running 100% ethanol. So good luck. Okay? The bill is coming up February 7th, 9:30 a.m., room 229 at the state capitol. The bill number is 2446. Get involved, folks. For once, 2012, get involved. Don't let these guys have a free hand. That's why it's all happening. And yet you go to parties and stuff and grumble, grumble, grumble. If you're not going to do anything, don't grumble. Just call them and say, thank you. Thank you for ripping me off. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Whether you have a question on your car, whatever. Okay?
Okay, so we have John from downtown.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you been again, sir? You know, as you live here long enough, you start getting a feeling that everything they do around here in terms of the leadership, the politicians, it's so messed up. I was living in a lot of other states, and it's just like, I don't know what it is, but it's favoritism, cronyism, all this kind of stuff is so prevalent here. And mm-hmm. they try to cram things down your throat that they know is not a good thing, but if it's going to make somebody money, they're put that as the number one priority instead of making what is really right for the people, you know?
Right.
And case in point is this rail thing.
Mm-hmm.
That here's this president of First Hawaiian Bank, who's the spokesman for the rail guys. He comes out and makes a comment about the rail is been voted on, and so let the voters have their, you know, way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he lied, you see, because he don't tell people that the rail was voted on, but a lot of things have changed since the rail was voted on, and the majority wasn't in favor of the rail. Only 1% was the margin of victory.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not telling the truth when he says all the people in Hawaii want the rail. And right now, if you take a vote, I bet you a lot of people would have second thoughts.
That's right, because they were lied to.
Yeah. And, you know, they use this claim to make this board, okay, what they did was they put the referendum. You see, that's what I don't like about this thing. They put this referendum on the ballot, yeah, about having a HART board, that Rapid Transit Board of Authority, right, with the Horner and all these guys. But they don't let other guys have any advertising dollars, so they were so unequal. These guys outspend the non-rail people by like 20 to 1. You know what I mean?
Yep, because it's taxpayers' dollars.
Right. And even with Mufti Hanuman spending $7 million of our tax dollars pushing this rail, which was something that was beguiling and deceiving the people, but he kept doing it. The rail guys still almost won that big vote, you know, and I think it was because the rail guys wasn't as good with the grassroots because they didn't have enough money that we lost that election. That referendum on the ballot to keep the rail from going on, you know? But I think Cayetano was going to take it over, and at least he's got the guts to get in there and stop this crazy thing that we're all going to be paying for, but not too many of us going to use.
You know what people don't realize? All the money they've been spending for pushing on the rail, they could have divided it up and gave it to everybody.
Ask all the small business guys that's listening to your show how much we're paying for that excise increase. People think it's only 0.5%, but you try to add them up.
It's a lot of money.
And after your federal taxes is due on the 15th, the payroll tax, you got to get your GE in on the 20th now instead of the 31st. And that really messes up people, man.
Oh, yeah.
Businesses are suffering over here, and a lot of it is done because of these guys in the high places making these laws.
Yep.
Okay, man.
Okay, give me a call at 808-296-5467.
Okay, we have Eddie from Kailua.
Hey, Eddie.
Hi, Mr. Nita. My Cadillac, a 91 Cadillac V8. The second time the water pump went out, how does the water pump bearing get its lubrication?
Where was that water pump from?
I bought the rebuilt kind.
There you go.
You recommend a new kind.
The new one's better.
How does it get its lubrication? It's all
sealed.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So if you put a cheapy bearing in from China.
Yeah.
It ain't going to last, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Anyway, you get what you pay for, folks. You buy Chinese, you're going to get Chinese. Jufat. Anyway, give me a call. 808-296-5467. Okay? Now, I got to say this again. Why do people that get into office look down on the people that voted them in? Okay? Think about it and give me a call after the break.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car?
I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381 8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalmuili E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409. We're back rolling again, and where's Rolling Bob? Well, where's Rolling Bob?
You know what I'm doing. I'm standing on one hand, talking on the phone, upside down.
What's up?
You know, you're talking about politicians. You know, but there's one thing that you have to understand. Most of the people that run for office feel that they know better than everybody else. That's why they're running for office. And when they get in, they just do what they do. It's like royalty to them. You know, that's why they expect special parking. The same rules don't apply to them. You take all your friends the zippies on the government money. I mean, it's the nature of the beast. And I don't know how you fix it.
Well, I tell you how we fix it, Bob. You know, in the old days when you're hungry and got to go get food for your family?
Yep.
You get the old rifle out and you go out hunting for animals.
Uh-oh.
You hunt for the beast.
Careful now.
And then you have a big feast.
Well, that's how you do it. But, of course, my easy answer is, see, what needs to happen, folks, is there needs to be a consequence for your action. And until the politicians see that if they don't do what the people want and they don't get reelected, then that's the answer. And I don't know, I said this a couple of weeks ago. I don't have the mechanism to demonstrate it. But if you could get one politician voted out of office because he didn't do what the people wanted.
No, a lot of people got voted out of office, but it still goes.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, George. It's the frustrating part is I don't know what the answer is. Term limits, I don't know. Something happened.
They're not going to do term limits.
Right. So the only thing I could think of is they need to vote me in so I could experience it so then I could tell you how to fix it.
Then they're going to find a funeral going to.
Funeral? No. See, if I'm in, then I take care of all my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Then they could talk about me and I'll be, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. So anyway, as always, hey, election's coming up. Remember, folks, the Rolling Bob motto. If you recognize the name and they're in office, don't vote for them.
Hey, what you guys think about that thing was in the paper yesterday about accepting free tickets or something?
What?
Something about going to events when they get free tickets. Like, I didn't get to read the whole story.
No, it's the same thing. The politicians get all these free tickets. And then they're saying that that's not right because they feel that it influences them.
It's the people that influence them.
Right. But, you know, I don't know if, like, giving somebody tickets to the symphony or to a movie is going to make them change their vote.
No. It's the money. Because
it's the money,
we
right.
went to the hearing about the ethanol being taken out, that Sam Sloan and Mike Gabbard, and I forgot that lady's name from Maui, asked, do you have money? I swear to God, that's what came out of their mouth.
Do you have money for what?
To put in their pockets. What else?
Oh, well, that's why I don't go to those meetings, because my head would explode.
You got it.
And I'd be on the news.
I had to walk out of that meeting. I was so, man,
oh.
I don't want to see it.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm getting off the phone now because, you know, if you get us both going, this will be a six-hour program.
Yep.
So, as always, take care of your car. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have Jerry from Waipio.
Hey, Gary.
Jerry.
Jerry. Yeah, no, I have a question. Thanks for taking my call. I have a 97 Ford Escort, and I put in ethanol. I use the Cero Supreme, and then I changed my plugs, you know, that Autolite X, something like that, Extreme, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, but so I kind of start up my car. It runs okay, and then it kind of died. When it wants to die off again, but it picks up again, and it idles okay, then it kind of want to die off again. What could be the problem?
What kind of gas you using?
Oh, yeah, the Cicero, the Supreme, or whatever, the 92. Eh?
Okay. It could be you have a vacuum leak.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. When you say vacuum leak, is it by the air filter side?
No. It could be on the idle control valve, or it could be the idle control valve is gummed up.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Are you running ethanol?
Yeah, ethanol.
You use ethanol?
Yeah. I went to your shop, about 2 gallons.
Okay.
And then I fill it up with that Cicero 92.
Okay.
And then I change the plugs to that Autolite X-Stream, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, but I started off, you know, I start the engine, and then 2 gallons.
Yeah.
And I was trying to imagine how much money.
Oh, in the billions.
You know, George, they can do it for one day, close down all the roads, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, they won't do it.
I know, I don't get it.
They're not business-minded, Rob. They're only tax-minded.
But they still would collect plenty in taxes, George.
They don't want to.
It's just,
you find me one guy that's really pushing for the people to make money, and I'll show you a flying Hawaiian donkey.
Yeah, because
look, the hearing we went to about a repeal of the ethanol, Sam Sloan, who is supposed to be a small business person and represent the business people, was chopping William Maloney to pieces.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about it?
He, instead of saying like, hey, Mr. Maloney, how can we help you get this project off the ground? Because it involves thousands of jobs. Instead of saying that, he said, oh, where's your money? In other words, what you going to put in my pocket?
Oh, boy. That's discouraging because he represents my side of the island.
Oh, I didn't vote for him. Yep, that's what he said.
Oh, well, you know, nobody.
But if you go to California,
yeah,
and go in and, you know, like a hearing like we went into, they would say, how can we help you? But in Hawaii, they say, where's your money?
Yeah. And how much you going to give me?
Yeah.
On the side.
Oh, Rob, I was so upset. I had to walk out.
Yeah, he of all of the politicians down there.
No, you got to see how they sit in the chair and the attitudes. You got to see it. They think they're King Kong.
Oh, sure, yeah. Playing judge and jury all in one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting, George. That's why we need you to keep telling us about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but nobody's listening.
Yeah, I know. Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Just you and me, George. Nobody else out there.
I know.
Yeah. Alrighty, sir.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know.
What are we going to do?
Round and round we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Senator Donna Kim on the line.
Hi.
Well, I don't know if I want to call in now after all that conversation.
Well, you should have seen that hearing. I was so upset, I tell you. And just to keep peace, I walked out. I was...
I'm not trying to defend anybody, but I think you misunderstood when they said, where's the money? Where's the money to start the ethanol companies? Because we've put in the credit, and we keep saying... They keep telling us that these companies are going to start off these ethanol companies on Kauai, and it's never come about.
Yeah, we had 20-some-odd investors come in.
Yeah, well, it's not so where's the money to put in anybody's pocket. I doubt that very much.
Well,
but where's the money to invest into these projects that we put aside tax credits for, George?
So, we had them come in, and their attitude was they wanted to invest in the project and sell it. They don't want it for the people of Hawaii.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's not what we want either.
You know, we don't want them to sell it.
Exactly. We want them to invest in Hawaii, invest in the people.
Yeah, they're not interested in that.
Well,
every one of them told us.
That we're not interested is the people who are coming in with the ethanol is looking at doing that, and that's not what we want.
That's right. But they look at us like, that's why we're called investors, because we put the money in and roll it over, take our profit and run. So that's why we're stuck. And Sam Sloan wanted to know how much this project is going to run. It's about $150 million for the project. And
yeah, well, those are fair questions, though, George. Sometimes you fly off the handle. You know that.
Oh, their attitude flew me off the handle, period.
Okay.
Because they work for the people of Hawaii.
Yes, but those are questions because a lot of people come in and they want tax credits, they want to do it, and then they end up just skimming off our tax credits and not investing in the community and the people.
Yeah, well, we're not trying to do that.
I understand, but there's a lot of people that did that. So I'm just saying that you shouldn't get offended by some of the questions and not read into it, like when they said...
Wait. Donna, hang on, and let me go to a commercial. Hang on.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. So unprepared. I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and where's Donna Kim?
Hi, George.
Hi. I'd just like to tell the people that's listening, Donna is the only one that doesn't have that kind of attitude. She's a nice person.
Thank you for saying that, but, you know, I think a lot of us, I know as a whole the legislature has a negative attitude, but there's a lot of us trying to make changes, but we can't make it by ourselves.
Well,
you have to do it with the system. You have to, you know.
I just remembered that person's name from Maui, Rosalind Baker.
Mm-hmm.
She told William Maloney, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I can see her saying that.
You know, you don't tell your boss that.
Yeah, well, I can see her saying that.
You know, you don't tell your boss that.
Like their legislators, then they need to be sure to vote.
Get them out.
But I called in, George, because there's going to be a hearing on Tuesday, 9:30 a.m., room 229 at the state capitol. And this is on Senate Bill 2446. This is a random testing. It's a pilot program. I put in the bill to have the state random test our gas to make sure that the octane levels is what's posted, because I know you've raised concerns about that, as mm-hmm. well as to test the levels of the ethanol.
Good.
So I hope people will come out and testify in support of it, because I know that there's not a lot of support at the legislature, because they say it's going to cost money to do.
Yeah, so let them rip us off.
So anyway, so your listeners, if they're listening, they don't have to come in person. They can send in emails, and they can send it to the committee. They can send it to the Senate. There's different ways in which they can get the information out. They can call my office, 587-7200, as well, and find out how they can send the information.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay, George, I appreciate all that you do. Thank you. Mahalo.
No, I appreciate you, Donna.
Okay, have a good day.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Steve.
Oh, Ski. George, you're never going to learn.
No.
S-K-I.
Oh, Ski. Sorry.
Anyway, you got me riled up with Sam Sloan.
Sorry.
I'm an ex-small businessman. I've been voting for him for 30 years. And I think I told some union agent that I wouldn't vote for Donna Ikeda. I guess it's Donna Ikeda Kim now?
Is mm-hmm.
that the same person?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Donna Ikeda is not the same person that was talking on the radio just now.
Oh, okay.
The one that was talking on the radio just now is Donna Makaro Kim.
Oh, Makaro Kim. There we go. I'm sorry. Not in my area.
mm-hmm.
But anyway, I called you a while back, and I mentioned it about Sam Sloan. I tried talking to him about the ethanol and talking to you, and He's, oh, no, he blew me off, like, you know. And now hearing what you've been saying about the way he was acting in this committee meeting, or not committee meeting, but this hearing, I may not vote Democratic, but I'm sure as hell not voting for him the next election.
I hope not.
No, I mean, really, it, like I say, is... I met him at a watering hole, you know, the first time I, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he cut me off so fast that when I mentioned your name, oh, I said, yeah, that guy, you know. Okay.
Yep.
I've been listening to you, and the sorrow's been working. Hey, I almost got 300 miles on my tank of gas.
There you go.
Once a month building up, that's not bad. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know, and if there's anybody else who feels the same way, who's listening to you, that feels the same way about his actions, and you're not, he wasn't even willing to, what he said was that, oh yeah, that's the stuff that eats up every, you know.
He's just trying to blow you away.
Well, that's it.
He doesn't know the first thing about ethanol, and he's yapping about it.
Precise. I was almost tempted to buy some for him to put in his car, you know, and pay for it just to get.
He won't do it because Mike Gabbard won't do it either.
Well, he's why not, isn't it?
Yep.
There's a place that needs it.
Well, I don't know. They have no vision for jobs for the people of Hawaii.
Well, I'm just thinking of the mileage. Traveling to town to Waianae, you know, I used to have to do that occasionally. But anyway,
that's your guy.
As your friend Bob says, I'll get off the air and let somebody else get in and bother you. Well, welcome back. Stay on here.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Call us at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. That senator that was talking to us on the phone was Donna Mercado Kim. Not Donna Ikeda now. Donna Mercado Kim. It's the only one out of the bunch that doesn't have an attitude. Maybe small kind. But anyway, give us a call. If you have a problem with the car, whatever. We talk about everything. Okay? 808-296-5467. And that hearing that I went to and about the repeal of the ethanol. Donna Mercado Kim was right. I shouldn't have gone. Because I stand up for you, the people. And when people start talking about and making like the people don't care, oh, that flips me over. Let's go to the next call.
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob, you back again.
Yeah, Ski was inspirational because he lives out here by me, George.
Yeah, it's you guys that voted that guy in.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that you don't even have to vote for him. He just gets reelected because nobody runs against him, believe it or not.
Well, let Mickey Mouse run against him. Somebody must be running against him.
I'm not kidding. But anyway, George, I was trying to remember when, didn't you invite these legislators to come over to the shop? And
yes, and, I did.
Yeah, and I was trying to remember how many of them came over, because I think, George, am I wrong? I think you were even willing to give them free ethanol just to see how they liked it in their cars?
Yep.
I just wondered, what was the result? How many, 10 or more of those guys come over, or what?
No, only Mike Gabbard.
Oh, Mike was the only one?
Yeah, but he's still against ethanol.
Huh. Did he ever give you any kind of feedback, or did he...
Nope.
Did he just disappeared, huh?
Yep.
Became invisible to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
He's a typical politician.
Well, look, I mean, oh my God.
He talks from both sides of his mouth.
Well, do we even want to remember what party he used to be in? He's a fence jumper, man.
Well, I don't care what party they are.
Yeah, I know.
As long as they double talk, they're no good.
Yeah.
How can you trust them?
No, I don't. Not anymore, man. Long time ago, pow already.
Yeah. They have no love for the people of Hawaii. Just love for their own money.
Yeah, George, I'm still, you know, remember when I said that I just refused to pay $50 more for my registration?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it's really hard because, you know, I'll be breaking the law for one thing, I admit it, but it's just, I mean...
Well, Carla was going to bring it up again today, this year.
I'm telling you, George, I mean, there was just no consideration to
they don't
everybody
care.
And people like me on fixed incomes. How much of a ding? I mean, that's $200.
They don't care, Rob.
$290 out of everything else I got to pay for 1 month, George.
Well, Rob, you know? In a couple of years, you're going to be saying, wow, they're going up to $500.
Insanity.
Yep.
I know. So now I'm talking to you, thinking, oh, screw them. I'm not going to do it, man. And then you read them, George, and it just says, oh, so if you don't pay it on time, then we're just going to charge you $16 more a year,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you do go pay it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pay what they asked, you know, what they demanded, right? Better put.
Mm.
And then you got to throw on $16 extra, because that's the fine for filing late or, you know,
yep.
within a while. Jesus. Let's see, if I don't pay it, boy, I'm saving plenty of money as long
That's
as I don't
right.
drive around too much.
There's a lot of people not paying the car registration because of that.
Yeah, the registration plus insurance and on
yep.
and on, George.
Yep.
I mean, look at just a safety check. Unless I come see you,
mm-hmm.
You know, like I could go down to my local station, and that's 15 plus, and I know you know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep.
But I think George, I'm 61 now. I think you advertised 62, yeah?
65.
Oh, 65, yeah. Oh, my God, I'll be dead. I don't know if I'll last that long.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
Hello.
Who's next?
We have Curtis from Kaneohe.
Hey, Curtis.
Hey, George. 2003 Camry. I noticed there's no plug wires, and there looks like there's a... Oil
a coil on top of the spark plug.
Oh, that's been around a long time. I just took a good look at my wife's car, and
it's very fragile. Very, very fragile.
Can I do it yourself? Change the spark plug? Or?
Yeah, you can do it. You just gotta be super extra, extra careful.
Because it's only wired.
Yeah.
Okay. Second question. Do you know who Sam's Club is getting the gas from?
Sam's Club is Tesoro.
Okay, good. That's what I thought you said a while back.
Yeah, it's Tesoro. If you're going to change the plug in your wife's car, use the Autolite XP.
Yeah, that's the one that you had mentioned.
Yeah.
In the previous show. Okay, well, I will come down and go pick them up from you then.
Okay.
The car got 124,000, never changed plugs yet.
Oh, boy. Good luck.
but I tell you what, since my wife got another car, I'm driving the Camry more often. I know there's a big difference with the ethanol, but I only put in 4 gallons per tank. So.
Good, huh?
Oh, you can tell big difference.
I know. I tell you.
You can go race the car.
Okay,
George. Thank you.
Is it break time?
It is, but before we go to a break, Donna Mercado Kim called back, and she wanted to remind you that she also puts in ethanol in her car.
Oh, yeah. I tell a lot of people that. She is the only politician, folks, that uses ethanol in her car. Nobody else.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent
Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409.
Back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And Donna Makaro Kim, when I first told her about ethanol, without hesitation, she said, well, let's try it. So she tried it and she likes it. But nobody else has ever tried it. And Mike Gabbert was there. He refused to put it in his car. So what's up with that? Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Lawrence from Kaneohe.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, George. Could recommend ethanol as a preservative for gasoline? In other words, I have my roadie which sits out. It's like a backup car and I hardly run it, but gasoline has been sitting in there for a long period of time and occasionally I add 5-10 gallons. So I know you said the life of fuel is not long.
No.
It deteriorates. Would ethanol be a preservative? Because I'm putting in this state bill from, it looks like Kool-Aid. Now, am I wasting my money on that?
Actually, the gas in Hawaii, it's really hard, you know, to keep them alive.
Yeah, yeah. I know, I add, every time, I run it every weekend, and then I add like 10 gallons every month. But then there's still old gas in there. It's been sitting there. So I started using a Stabil. It looks like Kool-Aid. yeah, you know, you see it in a store. And
yeah.
It's supposed to keep, you know, like I said, prolong the gas from turning to varnish and stuff like that. What's your recommendation on that? Or should I put ethanol?
I would use ethanol.
Yeah, ethanol would be like a preservative, more or less.
Yeah, I have it in a glass bottle at our shop and with gasoline.
Okay.
And it's not losing its potency.
Potency, yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah.
No, she's not turning to varnish, and she just looks like the first day I did it.
Oh, okay, maybe I should, yeah, because I don't know if this thing works. I don't know if it's another snake oil or something, you know.
Yeah, you know how the boaters and the small engine people are saying that when you leave that ethanol water condenses on the bottom of the tank? Well, I also did that in that bottle. I put in a little bit water, and it disappeared.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It wouldn't go to the bottom.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe I should pick some up, because, like I said, you know, I had
the only thing I'm going to warn you.
Yeah.
You're going to love how the car runs.
I like okay, you know all this octane boosters? That's snake oil, right?
It's yeah,
octane.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
Ethanol is a good octane booster.
Second, AT205. Do you know if Billy still carries that? I got to call him. Nobody in town has it. Even Red Lion, I don't see them.
Try calling Crestec Cleaning Center.
Crestec, yeah, Billy. Okay.
Yeah.
Next, what's your opinion with Tesoro selling their? What's your prediction? I mean,
well, they bought it from BP a while back ago, and they paid a lot of money for it. If you were in their position and you put out that much money, and you know that the oil's running out in the world. Wouldn't you try to sell it?
Yeah, they say in the paper they're losing money.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I didn't think.
Show me one oil company that's losing money.
Yeah.
And I'll show you a flying Hawaiian donkey.
What do you think if they did go out of business? And only Chevron would be the only monopoly.
Well, then it's been a monopoly.
Yeah.
It's going to end up that way.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, George. Thank you for your advice.
Okay. Right. Aloha. Okay. 808-296-5467. 5467. Give me a call. Those on the outer islands, I'd like to hear from you. You know, I know you're listening, but hearing you call in, you know, it's nice just to know that you people are around. Anyway, on the rail, if they start running out of money, everybody's going to pay for that rail. And it's going to be a white elephant. And it's going to go over a lot of hay owls, Hawaiian graveyards, and these people don't care. It's like the H3. It went over a lot of hay owls, and they have no feelings about it. So you people, you Hawaiian people, you should say something. Because this is all not right. Not only the tax dollars, and the traffic is going to create. And they're squeaking that into the commercials now. You hear it? It's going to have a little traffic. Little? You shut down the freeway, is little traffic? Come on. Get real. It's going to be big traffic, not little. Then you're going to complain and say, oh, I don't think I like the rail. It's too late. Once they start driving the nail into your heart, it's too late. Okay? So think about it. My take on this traffic problem in Honolulu is we have to let the traffic bear what it can bear. People gotta take it on their own responsibility to adjust their time schedules, adjust their driving habits, whatever. But operating on this, we call it a sleeping giant. It can be very hazardous, folks. The sleeping giant can die. So, what's up? We just can't take the chance. I don't like it. But you think about it. 808-296-5467. Krista Cleaning Center has a lot of the products that we recommend, including the Degrees of 2000, which is very, very good stuff for cleaning laundry, upholsteries, everything. It's great. Great degreaser and leaves no odor, no film, and does not, you know, discolor anything. It's fantastic. Go check it out. One day, I got to see if I can finagle a good deal with Billy for that fantastic vacuum cleaner he has. I forgot the name of that vacuum cleaner, but it's so quiet you don't hear it running, but super strong. Love that vacuum cleaner. Anyway, a reminder about that bill to check the gasoline. It's the one that Donna Kim was talking about. It's on February 7th, 9:30 a.m., room 229 at the state capitol, bill number 2446. If you want to send an email in, get in touch with Donna Makaro Kim, and she will let you know how to do it. Okay? That's the easiest way to do it. Or if you're retired and you have the time, go down and say something. We need the fuel tested in Hawaii. It never has been ever tested. So we don't know what we're buying.
You're doing like you have a jar where you have ethanol in there with some things in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever try one where you just buy gas and put something in there and just leave it?
It ate up the plastic bottle, my dear. How am I going to leave it?
Well, try it with the glass bottle then. Just to see what happens with the things in there.
A glass bottle is very dangerous. Gasoline is very explosive.
Mm.
No. Well, I put it in a glass bottle and bring it to your office and you can leave it there.
Mm.
No, not a glass bottle, because it explodes. It's going to be a grenade. No.
What about those containers made to hold gas?
You can't see in it.
I know, but maybe later on you can pour it out.
Yeah, oh boy. The gasoline is what's causing it. Think about it. If the ethanol is in the bottle for over a year and nothing happened, why do you need the gas? Anyway, that's our cue to get out of here. I don't know when we're going to go to 2 hours, but anyway. I'd like to thank all of the people that called in, and that's what makes the show, you know. But folks, please, get involved. Hawaii needs you. Get involved, okay? Anyway, mahalo for tuning in, and remember, take care. Take care of each other. Okay? So many people are getting so hostile. Be calm. Be nice. Drive carefully. Do not drink and drive. And see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.